Just off a busy traffic junction in the southern Indian metropolis of Chennai, it's business as usual at Kishanmurthy's shop. Bundles of newspapers and sacks full of plastic scrap lie stacked all around him. He lifts them one by one and puts them on his metal weighing scale. All month, he has painstakingly collected these scraps from households around his locality, paying each family a certain amount for the old newspapers and plastic waste he collects. Now he will sell these at a higher cost to a bigger dealer who then sends them to recycling factories around Chennai. Kishan is a rag picker or a scrap dealer. He belongs to a tradition of people in India who go door to door to collect all kinds of waste. According to 23-year-old Matthew Joes, scrap dealers like Kishan will be the future heroes of what he hopes will be a recycling revolution in India.
This person who carries his bag every day morning and comes and collects this thing, he's a person who acts. He's a person who makes an impact every single day. All he does is he takes a bag, he comes to your house. For what you don't find value, he finds value for that. We call him the paper man.
It was just such a paper man whose innocuous visit to Matthew's home became an inspiration for Matthew to form his own organization, Paperman, in July 2010. After completing his college degree in Chennai in 2009, Matthew had worked for a year at an NGO where he gained experience in sustainability and solid waste management. After spending some time with rag pickers in his neighborhood, he saw that the recycling sector in India had great potential for fundraising. Through his research, he found that only 20% of the waste generated in India is recycled. He started organizing awareness drives at residential apartments and schools in Chennai to encourage more people to recycle. The initial plan was to set up a business around recycling, where Matthew would be a middleman. But he soon realized the immense power behind the idea and took a new approach.
Why don't I just take myself out of this idea, and rather than running it as a business, why don't I just spread the concept? Because it's a very simple idea. It's actually a common sense that we people forgot. If this money can be used to support a social cause, it's like from money from waste, something which is thrown away, that can be used to even like support another cause.
With the help of a small group of friends, Matthew started creating an online database of local rag pickers across Chennai and introducing them to residents and schools in the area. All the while, he stepped up his awareness campaign on recycling, encouraging people to use the money they raised to support education for girls, a crucial cause in a country where sons are given preference over daughters when it comes to education. Since July 2010, Paperman has raised enough funds to send 100 girls to school. Today, Matthew has enlisted the support of various companies and government organizations. He aims to strengthen the existing unorganized sector of rag pickers and scrap dealers by telling more people about them. This approach is a win-win situation for everyone involved, says Kishanmurthy.
My business benefits because my customer base increases. I can collect larger amounts of waste and get more money for it. If I get additional business, I don't even mind reducing my profit margins and buying the waste from the residents or schools at a higher cost, if it means it is going for a good cause. I can also do my bit.
About a kilometer away from Kishan's shop is the Church Park School. Matthew and his volunteers have been paying regular visits to its teachers and students to get them excited about recycling.
So, Intra Club, you want to make the Intra Club look good? Yeah? You want to bring in more people into the activity? You want to do something more creative?
Matthew's enthusiasm seems to be catching on. Over 120 schools in Chennai now regularly recycle their waste through Paperman's programs. The Recycle Week program has also been carried out by partner organizations in 66 cities across India. And this, says Matthew, is his long-term goal for Paperman, that his simple idea should one day become a sustainable movement, not just in Chennai, but all over the country. Pia Chandavarkar, Deutsche Welle Radio, Chennai.